The Hawaii Japanese Center, located at 751 Kanoelehua Avenue, is two blocks south from the entrance to the Hilo International Airport. The long, narrow building, painted white with brown trim, was once a construction office and warehouse. Arnold Hiura is president and executive director for the center.
This facility was dedicated in 2007. So all of these improvements were made over a period of time with a good deal of volunteer labor and donated materials.
The center is 10,000 square feet with a drywall interior, fluorescent lighting, and air conditioning. The state legislature appropriated $175,000 in grant in aid money last year. Although that was about three-fourths of what was requested, Hiura says it's much appreciated and will be used to build new display cases and new lighting for the 2,300-square-foot main exhibition hall.
We want to tell a good and relevant story. At the same time, we want to showcase some of our better objects and artifacts that we have in storage and share those with the public. For us to be able to do a first-class exhibit will just take us to that next level, I think.
Hiura says one of the center's most important roles is to tell the story of how people from different countries immigrated to Hawaii and learned to work and live together in the sugar plantations.
The simple little bento tin is one of my go-to artifacts. You know, the two-part, the rice and the okazu. I could tell them firsthand how people during lunch break would stop working, hold on to their container with rice, take the rest of their okazu or food, shove it in the middle of a impromptu circle, everybody squat around and eat lunch. And you shared whatever you brought every day, no exception.
But Hiura says it wasn't that simple. He says the bento tin symbolizes the essence of how plantation workers learned to get along.
Think about it. If you had to share food every day, what would you bring? What if your coworker brought something you absolutely don't want to eat? How awkward is that? If you don't sample what he brought, he ain't going to sample what you brought. Otherwise, somebody's going to go hungry. So you have to eat it, whether you like it or not. Whatever it looks like, whatever it smells like, whatever it tastes like, you know, culture demanded that you eat it and you like it.
The center also has a workroom where donations are received, an extensive library of local and Japanese textbooks and literature, as well as a gallery, community center conference room, and soon-to-be-dedicated oral history studio. Hiura says once construction is completed, the center will be for everybody.
Most of this stuff you see, especially from the plantation era on, is common. The tools, the implements, the utensils, the clothing, the plantation pigeon. All of that is shared commonly across all ethnic backgrounds. So this kind of work is not just limited to one ethnic group. It's really a broader audience than that.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.